When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we bloody go.
Ooh la la la, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Manchester City have their sights on the biggest player in the country and PSG want to spend more money. It's Tuesday, 17th of August. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Everybody, it's a terrific Tuesday in your ears. PED, come follow me.
Move that mic stand out the way so I can see your beautiful little face. And your beautiful, what colour? Onyx? Is that a colour? What colour would you say that Marcus's lovely t-shirt is? I love that colour.
It's like a midnight blue.
Midnight blue.
Dark teal?
Yes, please.
Teal.
Teal.
Sean yes. Teal is Sean the answer.
Okay, right. Good.
Now we've got that on and off our chest, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to Paul Pogba.
Yes. Let's not stay away for too long.
I absolutely love it. Silences his critics, well, most of them, after that performance on the weekend. And then suddenly
wakes up his accountant.
And his agent suddenly thinks, hang on a minute, his price is higher than ever. Yeah, but apparently PSG are willing to pay him 510,000 smackaroons a week, I assume that is, because if it was a season, it would be disappointing for him. That would be the start of next season. So they're saying that this could be his last season at Manchester United. His contract runs out next summer.
Yeah.
You'd say, Jim, to be honest, just to shut your agent up if you were Paul Pogba, be like, fine, let's just, fine, yeah. Let's do it. Because when he's 36 and winding down his career, what's his name? The agent, I forget. He'll still be banging on. Nah, he's still got three more big moves in him.
Totally, he will. Apparently, PSG...
Mina Raiola, sorry. That's his name.
Part of the reason they're... it's easy to want to forget Mina, isn't it? Let's be honest. Part of the reason that apparently PSG are targeting him, as has been reported, is they want like Parisians in the team. And it's like,
right?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Into thinking you've got this really brilliant homegrown academy.
That's what you're doing.
The academy is the Eiffel Tower.
I'll tell you why.
It shoots players out occasionally.
But I don't need to tell you why. Pete will tell you why.
Why?
Freddie Shepherd's dream.
Oh, well, like 11 Geordies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's, it. Again, inspiring.
Even if you've got to buy him in. Even if you've got to sign for 15 million.
You've got to start somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah. I love it, though. More of this. Like, yeah. You know, Andy said that, you know, did Cristiano Ronaldo go to Juventus, tip them over into being the club that got them the Champions League? Does it make you a European champion to sign a load of expensive players? Yeah. No.
Absolutely
is always
not.
The answer. So
always the answer?
Sometimes the answer.
Yeah. More often than not.
More often than not the answer. Is what it, I'm yeah, saying right. is get... I just want him to get knocked out by Sheriff or something. That Sheriff club.
We all want that.
Yes, absolutely.
Magic.
I mean, that's an awful lot of money. When people talk about Barcelona's wage bill, I know PSG are pretty flash, but at some point, are they? Wherever Barcelona rode that train, have PSG gone, oh, we'll take it from here? And you think you do realise where this goes?
Well, but they're owned by a state, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah, but FFP, so, no, but you can't do it like you used to.
Apparently you can't. But they seem to be testing that, don't they?
Jim, when they properly enforce those rules, they'll get their comeuppance. But apparently when Genie Wijnaldum, who was due to go to Barcelona, and then of course he went to PSG, because you thought this is Barcelona, Ronald Koeman's there, obviously a bit more sort of history and whatnot.
Well, it dodged.
Well, you'd certainly say so. Yeah. You'd certainly say so, yeah. I think that's the ultimate bullet dodging. But apparently they offered him three times the amount of what Barcelona offered him wage-wise.
Yeah.
And he thought to himself, it's closer to home as well.
Yeah, I'd have taken double.
Exactly.
Has he got Seth Johnson's agent?
Maybe. But is this all... I mean, you say that, but I mean, obviously it was an absolute disaster at Leeds, but they weren't like a billion in debt, were they? Like,
yeah, but back in those days, you couldn't be.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. But like, it's...
At least they got to the semi-final of the Champions League.
Yeah, well, quite. But it's a further extension of the kind of deliberate inflation tactics, isn't it?
Yes.
And is it getting to the point where it's just like, all right, God, we still haven't won the Champions League. We're going to have to inflate it to the point where only we can afford players.
It's going to get to the point
where...
We'll
have to buy another team in League One.
Yeah, maybe. It's going to get to the point where you'll have three people at the table. Mm. You'll have the club, you'll have the player and his agent, and you'll have PSG. And it'll be like, do you want this player? Can we go ahead? Are you interested? No, okay, fine, right, now we can carry on. It's just they're the only side that will be able to sign.
It's like assembling one of those...
Outside the Premier League.
It's like one of those kind of agencies that... In the YouTube space, assemble those like influencer houses.
Yes, that's it.
All the biggest names. Is PSG assembling the Sidemen?
Yeah, totally. They are doing that. They're absolutely doing that.
Well, Lingard's got to go there then. Crying out loud.
Excellent value, social media manager.
But then, all this said, apparently Kylian Mbappe wants to get out of there.
See, I'm fascinated by that.
He loves the purity of football.
Maybe that's it. I said, they're letting a Parisian go, that's a shame.
That would be a shame.
But is it an ego thing?
What's going to get Pogba in, one in, one out?
Not quite.
I don't know.
Surely you'd want to play with Messi.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that he's just sort of won everything and he does have his heart set on a move to a Real Madrid, Real Madrid specifically, one of the big ones going in for him.
Well, like Minguella, his agent, had sold... He had a lot of history in Spain, obviously. He sold, I think, Stoichkov and... off other players to Barcelona back in the day. That was kind of his expertise a bit, but yeah.
Real Madrid have got loads of debt as well. I mean, it's
the last days of Rome.
All the clubs in Spain.
Yeah, but Atletico are a billion in debt as well. Mm. Like, how are they still...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
How are they keeping the lights on?
Well, I bet they've got a lot of Ethereum and Bitcoin. Yeah, I imagine they've invested big in NFT stuff.
Are they going to do that thing that when you're playing Monopoly, someone whips out a 500 from underneath the board, keeping that for a rainy day? You think they're going to...
Oh, maybe they're going to NFT all Messi's goals.
Yes, please.
Could be. And then there's a lovely rumour going around that PSG are apparently looking to get Cristiano Ronaldo in.
Again. I'd love it.
We want more Instagram followers.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
At that point, that's the only way it could get more ridiculous, isn't it? So you feel like,
ridiculous.
You think?
Yes.
Ronaldo this summer, then Pogba next summer. Like, I mean, where do you go from there?
I don't think you do. John Joe Shelby.
Ronaldinho.
get him back. But yeah, I think with Ronaldo, I would love it if it just didn't work. Him and Messi just didn't work on the pitch. When one stays, one goes. It's like Gerrard and Lampard. It would be amazing. Oh, dear. Well, yeah, we look on with intrigue and disgust and glee and all the emotions that football can afford. So there we are. But talking of players sort of coming in and out, or more specifically out, Chelsea are having a clear out. Thomas Tuchel has said to Danny Drinkwater, Ross Barkley and... Bakayoko, that they've been stripped of their squad numbers and told to organise transfers this summer. He might have told them that a little bit earlier.
Yes, it's a little bit.
The window's only a couple. I mean, it doesn't take long, I admit.
I don't know, as we were discussing earlier about Thomas Tuchel, he always seems like he's got somewhere else to be, doesn't he? Even in a post-match interview, it's like, all right, yep.
That's
like, it's all very respectful and measured, but he's got stuff on and he doesn't mind you knowing that.
Yeah, that's exactly his vibe. He's a very intense man, and I think Andy was saying that with Tuchel, you know, it'll explode at some point.
Yeah. He's not an arm round the shoulder kind of manager, is he?
Yeah, I can't quite figure him out. I like him though. I have to say.
Oh yeah,
but then we think. But Pep Guardiola is quite intense, and I know at Bayern when he was there, what, for three seasons, I think they said, you know, they very much enjoyed his time there, but they were exhausted at the end of it. So you have to give him a bit of credit what they've done at Manchester City. So I don't know. I mean, maybe there is that expectation of Tuchel. Maybe the West London air's chilled him out slightly. I don't know. It would seem unlikely. But he is very intelligent, and he has an idea. And you can see that he's fairly to the point, even in interviews, quite open and honest. I am surprised that he's not given them that much time, of course. Mm. But he is keen, though, to try new things out. I mean, which we see with Trevor Chalobah, who has come in and I mean, when he scored that lovely goal on the weekend, he looked so delighted. Mm. And Tuchel said, I think it's important to have an academy player in there to kind of give the other players. I mean, Michy Batshuayi's...
Because I can't remember where the rest have been left, to be honest.
Goodness knows where. They're scattered around. It's the Chelsea diaspora.
I've never been to the academy.
I don't know where it is. It's like a glitter bomb, just like glitter everywhere.
But Michy Batshuayi has extended his contract at Chelsea, and I thought, all right, are they... No, he's gone out on loan again. Fifth loan spell this time.
That sounds nuts, doesn't it? But I think that would just be a very sensible case of protecting his value, because the market's a bit strange now. They've probably got the option to extend and figure like, well, you know, we might as well take that, make some money on him, sell him on later.
Yeah, but Jim,
it seems a bit sad and like, you know, typical of modern football, but it is good business sense, isn't it?
Oh, and when this all,
I get it from Chelsea's point of view. Yeah.
When this all goes to shit and all the big boys just have to buy £10 million players, that's who they'll go for.
But so, I mean, it's very interesting to me that he's told those three players who they signed for £90 million combined to like... that they've got to sort out the moves themselves. Proper like car boot sale stuff, isn't it? Like, just like, we've got loads of junk, just get rid of it. You just deal with it yourselves. But
I was at a car boot at the weekend and someone was selling this massive kind of like 2 metre wide print on canvas, box canvas, of a kid. Like loads of different pictures of a kid.
Yes. Wow.
Why would you sell that? Who's buying that? I bought it.
Conversation starter.
Yeah, very weird. Who's that kid? I don't fucking know. Bought it in a car boot.
Found it in a car. What? On Chelsea's Wikipedia page,
yes.
Obviously, they have. You do forget about players like Drinkwater and Bakayoko being there. So occasionally, you try and remind yourself of like, is it like Kerry Dixon still there? Like Eddie Newton still on the book? Like, and there's a section that I don't think I've ever seen on another team's Wikipedia page, which is other players under contract, separate from the first team. It's called separate from out on loan.
Yeah.
And there are 14 of them.
They've got a three-film deal.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a studio. Yeah, Kennedy's still there.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
it's incredible, really, isn't it? So we wonder where they'll sort of all end up. But it is good to see Chalobah, as the guys were saying yesterday.
Yeah. And nice to have a Trevor in there.
Very nice to have a Trevor.
Arsenal just signed an Albert. Chelsea got a Trevor. I'm into it.
We used to have a few Trevors knocking around. Yeah. You think Sinclair, and then obviously years ago,
like a Bad Manners song. Chelsea got a Trevor.
Yeah, I did think to myself with Ross Barkley being told that. He needs to. I love that he needs to organise a transfer. Back at Everton under Rafa.
Yeah,
they'll be delighted to see him back there. It was. I think Ross Barkley's clearly got a bit of talent in there. I'd be surprised if he wasn't snapped up. I could definitely see. I could see him at a newly promoted Fulham next season.
Yes, that's a nice little touch. Yeah. How old is he now? He can't be that. 26.
Maybe a touch older.
He's always one of those kind of guys who's like, there's probably older.
Jim, get his Wikipedia page.
But like, looking at Evan at the weekend, I mean, like,
27,
there you go. Like, someone like Richarlison is going to need a break at some point.
Do you know,
he's just been playing for what seems like an age.
Yeah, I remember Richarlison when he was linked to Barcelona. Now, obviously, we understand why that can't happen again for a while, although more on them later. This is not to get Everton, but like, he's a fine player.
Yeah.
He's a regular starter for Brazil. And I would have thought that a more kind of really top-end club, who, you know, Champions League club and all that, would be looking
he's
at him.
He's a bit inconsistent, though, isn't he?
Mm.
And I think that probably doesn't help him in terms of getting a big move away. He needs to, you know, just have a bit more end product, I think, more consistently for Everton before he gets that.
You can say that with a lot of Everton players, though. They need goals, and I think that's why they're going in for Insigne, because obviously Rafa managed him at Napoli, but he's 30, and you're probably...
That'd be a hell of a signing.
It'd be a heck of a signing. I mean, I think they're sort of looking at about 26, 27 million. You're like, you're probably going to have to spend more. He's a forward player, for crying out loud, and he scores goals.
Yeah. Well, with Andros Townsend in the side, though, that should help matters, shouldn't it? And Townsend, on Townsend's leadership qualities, Rafa said, recently, you cannot buy this characteristic in John Lewis.
It's confusing.
Yeah. I like it, though. He thinks that's the top end. If you can't get it there, you can't get it anywhere.
You can buy his hair, though, around the corner in Harley Street.
You can.
Has he laid down a prediction for how many goals he'll score?
What did we say? Oh, no, I think, yeah, we had that.
Did I talk you up to four? I want to say I talked you up to four, but I think I can't really remember.
Maybe I think I said four. I'd like Rafa Benitez to do that for his whole squad, like when he did that facts press conference.
I expect this
Townsend, four goals. Richarlison, 12 goals. The pressure
I'm getting
it.
My predictions in.
I could see Tuchel doing that at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Definitely see that. Definitely see that. Could you see David Moyes doing that at West Ham?
No. He's far too.
Minus two goals.
No, but he's positive this season, isn't he?
Because he's in Europe, mate. He's having a lovely old time.
Yeah, but I just like it, though, when he said that, you know, we can improve upon our finish of, what was it, sixth last season.
Yeah.
Thinking, bloody hell, he's after the Champions League. And I just thought I could see him saying, it can get better than this. It just can. And it's a really marvellous stuff that he's kind of flipped it around. Obviously, they're trying to sign Jesse Lingard because they know how crucial he is to their plans.
That seemed like such an obvious one, didn't it? It seemed like that would be done in like the day the window opened. But it's a shame that it's kind of dithered because he seemed to really, really find a home at West Ham. And it's similar to Barkley, really, in a sense that he found a place where they kind of built the team around him a little bit and he was the main man and he was able to thrive. And you
and
get these players who are that type of player, who need that, who just get lost in the sad fact that there are only so many spaces for a player like that. So when you see one that fits really well, you want it to carry on. So I really hope they can get him back in.
Well, also as well, when you play for a side like West Ham who were needing a bit of creativity and a bit of spark, and they allow that, whereas you're not kind of going into an already sort of established system. You're told to sort of curb your enthusiasm a bit, and I get that, which is why I'm intrigued how Grealish will get on at Manchester City this season, because we know what he was like at Villa, and presumably they've signed him because of that, and you hope he can do it. But he's already started playing a slightly different role.
They were 14th in the foul table, so season, so they'll want an improvement on that.
Definitely, absolutely, and that's the real quiz. But the West Ham, they obviously want a sort of a creative player, because obviously they're in for Lingard. They have been offered the chance to sign Philippe Coutinho by his agent Kia Jurab Kian, I think that's pronounced.
Can they afford that?
Well, Peter, old Kia is the one who was involved in the Carlos Tevez, Javier Mascherano.
Layaway, lovely.
Yes.
No, I mean, I don't know if they can afford it, but Barcelona can't afford it, can they? No, so that's where this comes from. It's they need to get some of these players off the books.
Yeah.
Poor old Coutinho.
I know. Is he now... To me, Coutinho is in that sort of James Rodriguez space.
Yeah.
Of played for some amazing clubs, not too dissimilar clubs. You know, Coutinho, he won the Champions League with Bayern, won a lot of trophies, James Rodriguez as well. Very talented players, very easy on the eye when they've got the ball, all that kind of stuff. And yet it seems a bit like they're sort of in the wilderness a bit.
I just feel like he's almost been priced out of the game.
So many players, I mean... And I think more importantly, your Barcelona's, your Real Madrid's, your Juventus and stuff, the like clubs that are at your, I don't know, your Arsenal's, with the greatest respect to Arsenal. Like Arsenal used to be the ultimate destination after the stepping stone club, and now Arsenal kind of a little, you know, I'd call them a stepping stone club, but their players don't seem to be playing very well at the moment, so it's very hard to get a move. But will not be able to get the move to the Barcelonas and the Real Madrid's. And so those stories that the agents are pushing out that so-and-so wants to move here and they're quite interested in them aren't going to happen. So, yeah, they've massively priced themselves out. If you move to your Barcelonas, your Real Madrid's, your Juventus's, that's the end of the line for you, because where can you go? Turkey, possibly?
Exactly. I don't know. Like, difficult one, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, because
China's
in the age
no
of
more.
Like the super transfers and the £100 million players, there's so little room for any of them to fail, and transfers don't always work. It's just a fact of life.
You're
talking
some of the big, most of the big ones don't do very well.
But I mean, and also clubs. I know we joked about PSG earlier, but a lot of European clubs need some Premier League money injected in their sides, because the Premier League clubs actually pretty financially, you know, in good positions. And so, yeah, if you've got Coutinho in your books and you were just any Premier League club or are looking for anything like that, you'd massively tout them. Of course you would. It would make sense all round. But speaking of Manchester City and transfers, they obviously a bit criticised for their lack of incision up front on Sunday, talk about Harry Kane. Well, seems like they've come across a plan B, the ultimate plan B, because there are reports that they are eyeing a shock move for Solihull Moors forward, Kyle Hudlin, who is Britain's tallest outfield player.
This has got Pep Guardiola 4D chess written all over it, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. He's 6'9".
Wow.
6'9". And now, apparently, they sent out the scouts last weekend to check him out. They concurred that he was indeed 6'9". But Hudlin backs himself. He said that he aspires to play in the Champions League, which is big talk. He said, I understand how high the jump is to that level. Well, presumably, if anyone can do that, it's him. But I want to make that jump.
It's brilliant.
I love it. He even talks in a way that accentuates the positivity and the positives of his of his game and his fine physique.
I mean, he scored a lot of goals
and stature
at a very, very, you know, different level, yes. Shall we say?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's
he's still that tall in the Premier League, though, Jim.
Exactly. That's an advantage on any pitch in the world, isn't it?
it is.
But what happens, right? If like there's a young player in an academy somewhere right now who grows to be 7 foot. Like, do they replace him with him?
Is that the next step in football? Just grow these giant
supermen. God, is that what it is?
It could be. It could come to that. It could
just
well
design
be.
A footballer.
I mean, you imagine that if Pep Guardiola teams trying to figure them out, get everybody behind the ball. That's fine. Just loft it in, and the big man doesn't even jump. But just nods it in. Yeah.
We've got the biggest footballer, the smelliest footballer, we've got the angriest footballer, we've got the sexiest footballer. Yeah.
Everything got a gold one.
Got a golden footballer. A gold dust from WWE. It's in a weird sexless gold Oscar suit.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it was that sexless.
Your teenage years were different than mine, Jim, clearly.
Yeah. Could this man pick up where Andy Carroll, well, never really. He's 5 inches taller
Free
than...
Free agent, mate. Free agent, get him in.
Andy Carroll's what, 6'4", maybe 6'5"?
Yeah.
He's 4 or 5 inches taller than Andy Carroll.
It's funny.
It's basketball height.
Yeah.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Love it.
Love that.
I really want that to happen.
It has to happen.
I really, really want them to sign Harry Kane and him.
Love that. Play Kane
big,
out
big,
wide.
Big man, little man.
Come on. I mean, you can have that with Carol. Him and Carroll. Yeah. Like.
Big man, little man.
Do you not think Sam Allardyce is now desperate to get a club? Anyone. I will manage anyone. I need to manage this player.
Somebody flagged up, obviously, the Stuart Pearce David James up front back in the day. When they were going for like UEFA Cup space. Which is mental. With his own shirt he'd been made. Like, it's proper Stuart Pearce stuff, innit?
Love it. Absolutely love it. There we are. Let's have a quick break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
This week on Clash of the Titles, the podcast where two movies with something in common go head-to-head in a fight to the death, we welcome into the arena the brilliant host of the Girls on Film podcast, Anna Smith. Join us as we battle out Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid versus Thelma and Louise.
Apparently the other scene that people were like, whoa, was when Butch, at the very start, when he's fighting Logan, kicks him in the balls, because your Western heroes up until that point had never fought dirty. It was just unheard of that someone would do that. And so people gasped in the theatre and then sort of burst out laughing because this was so new to them.
That's what I'd do as well.
Totally what I'd do.
Yeah, 100%.
Uh-oh. So if we fought each other, we'd just be trying to kick each other in the balls for 10 minutes.
That's such an image.
And in September, Chris, Vicky and I will be appearing at the London Podcast Festival for the first ever Clash of the Titles live show. Get your tickets now from kingsplace.co.uk.
Clash of the Titles is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Jermaine Defoe and this is the Football Ramble.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. It's time for emails.
It's Kate, Jules, Jim or Vish, Marcus, Luke or Pete the Tit. Andy might just read up one in show@footballramble.com. Email show@footballramble.com. Sven.
What's on, Pat?
Brian Summers has been in touch. Subject line simply says keepers. Brian says, can someone tell me why we have them? First goal in West Ham game, the G key could have kissed him, he was that close. Then it's the Weetabix dive to make it look good. Who coaches these twats? Commentators say, good goal, me, I fine the lot of them.
Cheers, Brian. By the way, Jim's not just had a meltdown there. That's
word for word.
And that even
there's a scene where Kevin in the office, the US office, decides to use fewer words than he needs just to get the point across. It sounded like that.
And that email's been tidied up, I understand.
So... let's know your thoughts. So
especially what I said on the show yesterday, saying that De Gea could have done better with Leeds as opener.
Yeah, you let yourself.
I don't know if you're questioning why any team has a keeper, though.
No.
Can someone tell me why we have them? Why we have goalkeepers?
Stop goals?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I suppose they're a crucial part of it. But
we got a message from Kieran Laverick. Hello, Kieran. On the subject of knockoff shirts, I was once walking into St. James's Park just after Newcastle had signed Michael Owen, who obviously took the number 10 shirt. As we walked up the ground, a kid wearing Owen 9 on his top was collared by a drunk going past who told him he had the number wrong. This kid, who must have been no older than 7, bluntly and beautifully replied, my name is Owen, you stupid prick.
Oh, love that aggressive confidence.
It would have only been better if it was indeed Michael Owen.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. Show@footballramble.com to get your nonsense into us.
All right, it's time for this, you pigs.
I prefer to kill him.
What? Jumping in.
Just enjoyable to be called a pig by Pete Donaldson.
You pig! Right, it's Portmanteau Antonio Conte. There are two footballers mashed together. You've got to guess who the flip they are. This one comes from Luke. Are you ready, gentlemen, for the clue? I'm a Dutch footballer with 11 caps who has been a hoop, swan and a canary. And I'm an Argentine legend who refused multiple calls-ups to the national team but had a legendary career at the Bernabeu and slightly less legendary career at the San Siro.
Okay, Redondo's the second one.
Leroy Fernando Redondo.
Yes, please! Well done, mate. Cracking work.
Well played.
It's the first win for a little while. I thank you for that. Are you ready for the next clue?
Who was the first? What did you say?
Leroy Fur.
Yeah.
The Furminator.
Yes. Furminator.
Nice, I like it. Right, this one comes from Stephen Sheridan. Heads on for this one. I began my career at Schalke. I went on to become one of the best goalkeepers in the world and Germany's first choice goalkeeper in 3 World Cups. And I began my career at Schalke. I went on to become one of the best goalkeepers in the world and Germany's first choice keeper in 3 World Cups.
Manuel Neuer.
Jens Lehmann Well Neuer.
Hey!
Oh, yeah! Jimmy Gamble!
That's smashing work, mate. Well done.
Well played.
Again, well stuff. Teamwork. I wouldn't have got.
Yeah.
I was thinking Kahn and Lehmann.
Well, that was Pop Antonio Conte.
I prefer to kill him.
Bang.
Always lovely to have it on the show. Now, gentlemen, let's talk about Arsenal, Jim.
Yep.
Granit Xhaka has signed a new 3-year contract with them.
Of course he has.
Keeping him in the club until...
I just like that through the Euros, we were sort of going, that's added a couple of million to his price. And Arsenal were like, we'll pay it. We'll get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I sound more defeatist than I should do, really, because I actually like Granit Xhaka, and he had a really good season last year. He is a proper leader in the
pit. He's not the problem.
What are you looking at me like that for?
No, it just sounded like you were disappointed. That,
no, well, because it is just so Arsenal narrative driven, isn't it? Like, he's a player who, he's surprisingly good with forward passes. He's a good leader in the opposition. In the dressing room. There's a lot of positives to his game, but his game has limitations to it, and he will occasionally like give away a penalty with his head. So it looks like the optics of Xhaka will inevitably bring sort of like, you know, hashtag banter club sort of stuff. But it's a funny one because obviously it looked like he was going to go to Roma, but they didn't put forward a package that Arsenal considered good enough, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that's a bit of a watershed, actually, because Arsenal get lowballed quite a lot and sell players for less than their value.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing that they've stood up to that. It changes the midfield. The midfield's been dysfunctional for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. They need to get the right partner in for Xhaka. I guess the idea is that will be Partey, but he can't seem to stay fit. But yeah, I mean, yeah, good on you, Granit.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Four
good
more years.
By the way, what's happening with Lucas Torreira? Because he was at Atletico Madrid last season on loan, which made perfect sense.
Yeah. And he didn't really play much, though.
He played a little bit.
Yeah, but not as much as you might hope.
Sure, but I mean, he's going, you know, he needs to go into the side who won La Liga.
Yeah. So, but in terms of, I mean, I don't think he's going to play there now. I don't think they're going to sign him. So clearly it wasn't enough that, you know, he made enough of an impression.
Does 19 appearances come under the Hope banner?
Yeah, how many of them were subs and so on? I don't know.
It's not a player you're going to keep, is it?
But still, though, it's not too shabby.
No.
Not too shabby. But I don't know if he's still in Madrid, because during Arsenal's game against Brentford, he posted a picture of himself at a theme park in Madrid, having a much better time than all the other Arsenal players, I assume. Yeah. So I don't know whether that was from, I don't know, a few weeks ago, or is he still there? But anyway, we should sign him up.
Yeah,
get them all back together.
Yeah, he's one of those forgotten men, isn't he? It's funny because he had such a... He made such an impact when he started, and then it just completely faded away.
Yeah.
And he's from Frey Bentos.
He could go quite well
with all the other pies at the club.
But Arteta has promised a ruthless summer clear out. There's not that much left of the window.
Well, this is it, though, isn't it? It's a very difficult window, and I think he wanted to be. It's a very difficult window. It's the hardest window in the history of the game. Without question.
Isn't everyone just waiting
for big clubs to make the moves? The big clubs have definitely made the moves, surely.
Yeah, but I mean, like, moving on a lot of players has been difficult for a lot of clubs. I mean, look at Thomas Tuchel going, oh, all right, you guys sort this out. You know what I mean?
I expect that from Tuchel.
Moving players on is very, very difficult at the moment, and Arsenal are finding like that it's... We can all look at that squad and go, sell him, sell him, sell him, sell him. And this applies to everybody. But in reality, it's proving to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, but I think it's more difficult. COVID, yes, but I would say last year, I think it's more because of nobody's got any money.
Regardless of what the wording of the reason is.
Our transfer window's getting harder, Jim.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hector Bellerin says he's determined to move away.
That's a player that you would think wouldn't be that hard to ship.
And it backs up your point, and he's willing to take a pay cut. Get me out
I know,
of here.
Right?
You know, it's a great change. But Arsenal, they will have the chance to move on Alex Lacazette or Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Because
not too poorly.
Yes. apparently, Barcelona want to sign Aubameyang.
Are they like 300,000 or something each? Arsenal do a lovely line.
They're on big money, yeah. I don't know. I think Aubameyang would be more than Lacazette, but still.
Have Barcelona not learned anything?
No, they don't
in
seem
the
to
last
get it, do they?
Few days, let alone weeks, months,
have they
and
registered
years.
Any players yet?
But there's that whole issue of them being able to register players at all, but like, apparently they're saying that, like, they want one of these players, but they can't offer a transfer fee, just like a swap deal. But I can imagine Arsenal going, yeah, all right.
Well, we want to do business with Barcelona.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, Braithwaite's loving it. He scored a couple of goals on the weekend.
I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? On the pitch and off the pitch.
He's
so
like, why
different.
Gaffer, I'm scoring goals. Why do you need... Am I not good enough? Well, you're not really, Barcelona.
I mean, there is a sense of that, isn't there?
Yeah, of course there is.
Do you want a club where Di Maria is actually saying, Kun wants to kill himself. What can you do? He said with a laugh. It's like it's a bit extreme.
I mean, this is like, if you. I'd encourage you all to read Miguel Delaney's piece in The Independent, which was written within the last year or so about how football became broken beyond repair. He does then write a follow-up piece, how it could be mended. So it's all this sort of stuff we're talking about. But if you are wondering where the state of the game is, Sergio Aguero's gone to Barcelona, and according to Di Maria, wants to kill himself because he wants to get out of there. Barcelona. Yeah. Like we're laughing at Barcelona. And obviously, you know, you don't want any football club to be in this sort of mess and so on. But the sympathy really is little, if at all, there because of the way they've mismanaged themselves and because they've had great success with bringing in huge players on huge wages and so on. You know, we remember Leeds United, you remember Deportivo La Coruña and so on, and these sort of clubs. Valencia, even when you go, what on earth are they doing? Barcelona are doing this.
Yeah, well,
Rangers in Scotland.
But what's really interesting about it as well is, I mean, we've already touched on both Madrid clubs having so much debt as well, but the idea of a sort of fire sale, and again, I know this might go back to what I'm saying about how it is a difficult window and perhaps this is playing into it, but the idea of selling... like a Griezmann or even De Jong or one of the players with value just seems like they won't do it. The ego's too big. Mm. There's absolutely no chance they're going to sell players that mean they might, you know, finish outside the Champions League places or whatever. It's just like the hubris is ongoing.
Yeah, I mean, it's mad. What did you make, Jim, of the Tutto Sport reporting that Antonio Conte is being lined up as Mikel Arteta's replacement back at Arsenal?
Well, it could combine two of my great loves, which are obviously Arsenal
and Port Antonio Conte.
And the vibe of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, which is where... But what would happen is Conte would turn up, right, and he'd cut the menu in half, effectively. I think he'd get rid of players. He would just kick them out, like physically kick them out.
I think they'd flee.
Yeah, exactly. And then there would be short-term improvements. He'd shout at everyone. He'd have enough. He'd leave. And 6 months later, the whole thing would just shut down.
Yeah, but there may be a trophy, though.
Yeah, possibly.
Cup competition. Possibly, maybe a league cup. Might have a league cup.
Get a Michelin star.
Yeah. Exactly. But Arsenal, they're looking to get Martin Odegaard back on a permanent this time. You'd be pleased with that?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I mean, he had some really, really good moments, for sure, but he only played 14 games because he picked up an injury as well. So, like, it seems a little bit underwhelming because we've already seen him and it's less of a sort of shiny new toy than James Maddison or Auer or whoever else has been linked. I think it'd be a smart move and probably higher than the profile of player that Arsenal or otherwise are able to attract at the moment because he's been on loan and he liked his time at the club. So I think that will happen and I would be happy to see it.
Were you pleased to see that Mesut Ozil got his first goal for Fenerbahce on the weekend?
Yeah,
really pleased about that.
We're missing him.
Yeah. Took a huge pay cut, apparently.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Turkey, did you see in Galatasaray's opening game of the season, I think it was last night, their defender, Markout, got a straight red card for headbutting and punching one of his own teammates.
2-0 up at the time. 2-0 up in the first game of the season.
My goodness. I don't know why I'm looking at you, Pete. I'm just thinking, Bowie and Dyer.
Yeah. at the Ramble's highest point, Pete will somehow get angry and not everyone. Yeah.
No, I was thinking more that you support a club that have experienced this sort of thing.
Yeah, but I'm fairly certain they weren't 2-0 up at the time. That's the problem.
Another former club of Graeme Souness.
Exactly.
You know,
I
would have liked him to have been there for that. my goodness. Gentlemen, before we actually go back to Spain, we'll talk about Real Madrid while we're sort of on the continent, if you will. There was a brilliant story from the weekend in Italy that was... at the side, Lignano, the people won't be able to use the Aqua Splash water slides there where the Serie B side Pordenone play. This is because during match days, they don't want to people to watch the match in an illegal
from
way.
From the water slide?
Yes.
Why do they have authority over the local water park?
Well, apparently the owner of the Aqua Splash is still allowed to use it. So if you're sort of whizzing around, you can sort of have one eye on the game.
But surely you can't do that. You can't just tell another business that they've got to stop while your business is running.
Did they build like a higher kind of water slide just so they can
with a stand on it?
Yeah, saying when people go score a goal, you can slide down it going, wee, yeah,
goal. Yeah, there's a penalty to be there's a penalty about to be taken in the water slide. Everyone's, come on, go down. I've not seen the penalty. Oh, it's been retaken.
Could it ever have been that much of a problem? Were people really just queuing up on the slide?
Yeah, I don't know how many people could fit on the top. Because you see that in like baseball.
Altoona.
Sorry?
Altoona.
Altoona. What's
that? Their baseball ground. There's a next to it. A friend of mine went there recently. There's a, you know, a roller coaster.
Oh, is there? Right. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, that's hard. You're going to hurt your neck watching that.
You are.
Go around. But in a lot of baseball grounds, there are big kind of apartment complexes where people would sit on the top of them and watch the matches. Yeah. And then the baseball owners would buy up the apartment blocks and then put actual bleachers on the top of the building, which is interesting.
I just feel like if someone's got a good view of a pitch from their house, fine.
Yeah, not yourself.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened at Tynecastle behind one of the goals before they got it redone. There was those flats used to watch.
A roller coaster seating stadium would be good, wouldn't it? Where like basically the seats moved around. Yeah, so like all the seats were like a little train. So you got a constantly different view of the pitch.
It's the next step for football. Yeah, incredible. But yeah, but Real Madrid, going back to them, they said at the weekend that reports the club have the report suggesting that the club had looked into leaving La Liga to try and be a part of the Premier League are completely false, absurd, and impossible.
We'd never dream of leaving La Liga.
Yeah. Mundo Deportivo reported on Saturday that Real Madrid had been studying the possibility for weeks. And there was the claim that the information only intends to disturb once more the day-to-day of our club.
Plucky little underdogs that they are. Everyone's trying to bring them down.
They can't just spend what they want and so on. I mean, do you remember when Rangers and Celtic, there was talk about them joining the Premier League, or the Premiership, perhaps it was back then, and it was just like, this is nonsense. Real Madrid. They're just desperate for another league, aren't they?
Yeah.
They just want money. We want lots and lots of money. Let's stick the boot into Barcelona a bit more. Apparently their debt is now 1.35 billion euros, which is nearly the equivalent to pounds at the moment. But still, get Aubameyang in there, because their wage bill is only at 103% of the club's revenue. Yeah. My giddy aunt.
Yeah. I mean, she must have fainted reading this.
Oh my!
I mean, she's giddy enough at the best of
times. Well, she's a big Espanol fan, Jim.
Right.
So she's actually laughing.
But yeah, because all the reports before said that the wage bill was 90%.
Yeah.
And that it needs to be at 70%, which is why they couldn't re-sign Messi. And now apparently it's at 103%. Like, why lie? Why keep lying?
Maybe it wasn't 90%, but they've just added on the Aubameyang wages.
Yeah.
They've just already tagged them on.
So it's growing at such a hugely exponential rate. It's now 103%.
It's like that
somehow.
You know that, was it the Netflix documentary, The Fire Festival?
Yes, it is a lot like that.
Is he managing them? Just keep going, keep going.
Yeah, keep lying. Yeah. Just keep lying.
It's absolutely sensational. And by the way, 9 of the 12 clubs who joined the European Super League project have been allowed back into European Club Association, but Barcelona, Juventus and Real Madrid have not been reinstated.
Well, they want to join the Premier League.
So up all of yours. I absolutely love it. On tomorrow's show, I'm back with Andy and Vish. Vish is
Vish
back.
Returns.
Yes. Come on. Get on that, everybody. You'd be an absolute fool not to. But until then, thank you very much, Jimmy Campbell.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Petey Donaldson. Ta-ta. Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom,
I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.